This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, November 9th.
Amidst the madness, stocks had their best week since April last week.
Jack, didn't they just have like their worst week since March?
I think so. So let's call it a wash.
You know who won the election though?
No.
Apparently the NASDAQ.
Yeah, I think the NASDAQ is declared the winner.
In the meantime, Jack and I decided to work all weekend to make this our best Snacks Daily, honestly, we've ever done by far.
For our first story, our favorite earnings report of the fall.
Jack, we got Hershey's post-Halloween. We look forward to it every year.
For our second story, the entire travel industry continues to suffer because of COVID-19.
But Marriott Hotels threw on a robe, drew a bath, and luxuriated in a comfortable profit last quarter. This makes no sense.
How did you do it, Marriott? How did you do it?
Yeah, tell us how you did it. And we'll hit our third story, Jack.
We have another stage 5 Zucking to report. And Zuck wasn't even there.
Jack, Amazon just Zucked. Wait for it.
Airbnb. Amazon and Airbnb. That's going to be a good one.
But Snackers, before we jump into that wonderful mix of stories you're not going to hear anywhere else, during the stressful election week, there were moments of extra stress.
Yeah, there were no moments of calm.
No.
Key race alert from Maricopa County, Arizona.
Wolf Blitzer had exploded.
We all had a mild case of political traumatic stress syndrome.
But you may have noticed on the lower left-hand corner of CNN's screen, there was something different. Something mindful.
A small, subtle advertisement for an app.
Yeah, that's why Jack and I are thinking the real winner of this whole election week, it was the Calm app.
The meditation startup had strategic marketing during the most stressful moment of the most stressful year of the most stressful political campaign.
Jack, it totally worked. Can you read off the Calm numbers for us?
On election day, the Calm app jumped 20 spots in the App Store to hit number 79 among the whole app universe.
Boom. Then we noticed it hit number 1 in the U.S. health and fitness category, and it's still there right now.
I can vouch. The morning after the election, I calmed for 10 minutes for the first time in like a year. I've calmed for 10 minutes every day since.
Pro tip, you can breathe through 15 minutes of mindfulness with a Negroni in hand. No one's going to judge. Yeah, it still works.
And yes, Calm used the election to become a verb.
So Snackers, you could stress about what the clerk of Maricopa County had for lunch.
Or you could listen to a live waterfall waterfalling through a meditation app. It's marvelous.
Or you can download Maddie McConaughey narrating an angelic puppy playing with a newborn giraffe. Also adorable.
Nick and I are big fans of meditation because for any human being, stressful thoughts are going to come into our mind.
But then you realize Maricopa County is outside your control and you can let it go.
You'll let it go. You live your life.
If meditation's the real winner of the election, stress and anxiety, those can be the real loser.
The other real winner, though, is the VC firms that poured in $150 million into Calm app.
They're going to get a return. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Hershey stock just jumped 6% last week because of our favorite moment of the fall, by far the favorite. This is the first candy earnings report after Halloween.
Jack, by the way, here, we got to talk about this best Halloween costume, one word answers only.
Can I say, where's Waldo?
No one could find you. 1996, I did Paul Revere, but everyone thought I was a pirate and I got really upset. It was a whole thing.
The British are coming. Did you have one light and two lights, land and sea?
I was running around with like two flashlights kind of a thing.
We really blew this one word only rule.
We did. But snackers, Jack and I noticed that Hershey's has had a problem for like the last 6 months.
Candy is an indulgence. It's not a staple.
That's true, except for the four main food groups, which are
candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
That's true. Cereal, soup, bread sales, those are up big because you're like at home doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner the whole time.
Yeah, if you've been listening to Snacks Daily, you know that food staples have been soaring during the pandemic.
You're not popping Twizzlers like after every single meal on a daily basis.
No, unless you're one of us who's put on a COVID-19.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us. But you're also not doing movie dates on Fridays, and you're not taking that like sales trip to Detroit to sell.
Funny thing, Hershey's pointed out in their earnings report, people care less during the pandemic about their bad breath than they did like not during the pandemic.
Yeah. Jack and I thought this was wild. Their breath mint, their gum, their mint sales, they plummeted 19% over at Hershey's.
Because you don't care if you have, BO of the mouth.
That's a terrible image, Jack.
Pro tip, don't smell your mask. It's not a good ambiance.
Yeah, our second pro tip of the day. That's why they got a new marketing campaign over at Hershey's to like get you back on the gum train. They call it Avoid Mask Breath.
According to Hershey's though, the one candy we are eating more of this summer, milk chocolate.
Yeah, milk chocolate. You can't be indoors, so you're going to be outdoors if you're going to see anyone. And if they're outdoors, you kind of want one thing.
You want s'mores.
Yeah.
S'mores have been the hit candy sales this year, and you need Hershey's to have a s'more.
Hershey's literally said they like dialed up their quote, like the sales of chocolate bars to meet all the demand for s'mores.
Nick, it's funny. I was waiting for you to say it because I noticed you do a two-syllable s'more, and I do one.
I have great respect for the apostrophe.
Overall for Hershey's, in the last 3 months, sales rose by 4%, and profit actually jumped despite the Halloween issue.
So you're looking at Hershey's and Jack and are like, fantastic last quarter, except Hershey's faced a huge challenge just last month.
In a typical year, 1/10 of Hershey's annual sales come from Halloween.
Yeah, it's the Christmas for candy. Think about it, no other company gets other people to just hand out their product for free for an entire day. It's incredible.
That's how good Halloween is for Hershey's. People are handing out the product for free.
But unfortunately, this year, because of the pandemic, trick-or-treating was like basically canceled nationwide.
Everybody hates the Reese's Super Spreader.
You don't want to be that guy. But we just got the numbers in, and get this, snackers. The industry-wide overall Halloween candy sales, they were down.
That's not a surprise. What was a surprise, Hershey's Halloween sales rose.
Jack and I were fascinated. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hershey's?
We're calling this the power of a nimble pivot over at Hershey's.
Snackers, Hershey's was very proud on their call, their earnings call.
Rightfully so.
That they quote-unquote leaned in early to this pandemic Halloween.
They realized that Halloween candy is totally dependent on grocery stores and pharmacies that put them at the end of the aisle.
Totally.
So they asked those stores to put out the Halloween candy displays way early, all the way in July, so parents could plan.
Then the like magicians over at Hershey's took it a step further. They redid the packaging. No more giant bags.
We all know those Hershey's Halloween candy bonanzas that have like Heath, Whoppers, Good Bar, Snickers, Milky Way.
You're like, I just want the Reese's. You don't need to give me so many Good Bars.
Instead, they developed a family-friendly bag for at-home candy snacking.
And then they took it a step further by launching a trick-or-treat website.
This is no joke. It was almost like those political maps we were obsessed with last week. Live color-coded COVID neighborhood risk map. That's a mouthful.
And then they would tell you how to do trick-or-treating. So like if you were in the red zone,
where there were high infection rates,
they would put candy stations around your house for your kids instead of having them go outside.
Kind of like an Easter egg hunt, but in the fall, inside.
Hershey's was able to come the biggest existential threat to its most critical holiday, thanks to the nimble pivot. For our second story, Marriott is a hotel company whose stock jumped 3% last week and it profited last quarter?
We're going to put on a magnifying glass and investigate how a hotel scored mid-travel-pocalypse.
Here's the thing about hotel snackers. Jack and I are looking at this. We're looking at every sector.
Hotels are just like airlines, right?
They're airlines without the wings. They just don't go anywhere. They're constantly docked, like United.
Delta and Southwest lose another billion or two last quarter.
Give or take.
We assumed all travel stocks would lose a billion or two quarter.
Yeah, so should hotel stocks, right?
Now, both airlines and hotels, they both depend on travel.
Yeah, and they both treat business customers a lot better than they do our leisure customers.
Kind of a discrimination there. And they both give you tiny containers of things when you arrive.
Thank you so much for this single Cheez-It.
This is the smallest Dasani bottle I've ever seen.
Oh, the hand cream for my pinky. Fantastic. This is going to be great.
They reduce plastic, Nick, by giving you a smaller plastic bottle.
Inside the plastic bottle is more plastic. That's the secret.
But Marriott International, it's technically called, they just announced something that shocked us.
First of all, they're really appreciative you made that clarification, Jack. Second of all, they announced a profit last quarter.
A hotel chain, the biggest hotel chain in the world, had a profit mid-pandemic.
Now, we know it's kind of freaky sounding. It surprised us too. Part of that's because, like, over in China, they've already crushed COVID, which helps a lot with Marriott hotels in China.
Yeah, they have a lot of hotels over there. But there's one particular statistic we found in the earnings report that really explains everything you need to know about Marriott.
Yeah, it turns out that they've got a cool 1.35 million hotel rooms over at Marriott.
Can you imagine a game of hide and seek with 1.35 million rooms?
Jack, trick or treating in New York City, you'd like have to start in one apartment and work your way down the steps. This is a gold mine. I could trick or treat throughout the entire Marriott situation.
Well, let's just say you'd never get found.
No.
But we really like the stat RevPAR.
Yeah, we do.
Revenue per available room. That's something Marriott always tells us.
It's a freaky term, but RevPAR, this revenue per an available room, it dropped by 66% worldwide in the last 3 months.
So if RevPAR dropped by 66%, we're looking at the inverse. They're making 34% revenue per room compared to what they made last year.
Yeah, and that makes sense because their hotels worldwide are just 35% full on average. So they should be making around 35% of revenue per room.
So then we're thinking, how the heck did they squeeze out a profit when they're only making 35% as much money as last year?
Yeah, you just canceled your Thanksgiving trip. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Marriott?
It brilliantly cut the cuttable cost that it could.
Snackers, when a company loses revenue, it madly, aggressively, and freakishly calls up the CFO and tries to cut the cost that it can.
Some costs, though, Marriott just can't cut. They're uncuttable. They're called fixed costs.
Those are the uncuttable costs. We're talking, like, you know, for Marriott, the actual buildings, the rent, the mortgage, the insurance, the taxes, the Wi-Fi.
Everything else, though, all the other expenses that Marriott has,
yeah,
those are cuttable costs.
Those are the cuttable costs, the variable costs. We're talking like the corporate jobs, the cleaning services, the restaurants, the tiny bag of Cheez-Its.
So even though sales fell by 57% at Marriott, they actually managed to cut costs by the same exact amount, 57%.
And Marriott right now, it's just in survival mode. I mean, they're praying they're still alive when COVID is finally over so they can get you back in the hotel rooms.
Movie theaters, airlines, fitness centers, they're all fighting the same fight.
Now, Marriott, when Jack and I are looking at what they're doing so far, it looks like a survivor. The stock's only down 31% from its pre-COVID high.
We're glad this hotel chain is managing to survive, and that's thanks to its ability to cut the cuttable costs.
For our third and final story, I can't believe we have to say this, Jack. The latest zucking, it's Amazon zucking Airbnb.
Snackers, a typical zucking is committed by Facebook, the OG zucker.
Yeah.
And that's when Facebook copies someone else's feature and does it better than them.
That's what's so weird about this is Amazon zucking someone else.
Yeah. Just last week, Amazon announced like 1,000 things in their third quarter earnings report.
But there's one feature they didn't announce, but they had already launched.
It's called Amazon Explore.
You can actually Google this and check it out right now. It's in beta mode. Just Google Amazon Explore.
If you do, you'll see 30 to 60 minute interactive live streaming experiences so you can, like, virtually from your computer visit 5 continents.
This is like a nice little escape mix. So you got like the regional cooking classes, or maybe you're doing like a guided walking tour kind of a thing.
Let's get a little more specific here.
Please, Jack.
For $40, you can have a 40 minute experience where you customize a silk scarf with Australia's legendary shibori artists.
Jack, you're not doing anything else. This is your entire Tuesday evening right here. Boom, $40.
Do you get a prime discount?
You get a shibori-made scarf is what you get, Jack. But let's say you're not trying to splurge too much. You just want to spend $29 and you only got 45 minutes of time. What could you do then, Jack?
This sounds like a lovely Wednesday evening. You can learn the art of the Argentine empanada.
Yes, you can.
But it's BYO paprika. You're going to make these things at home.
Yeah, you will.
While you watch someone do it in Argentina.
But Snackers, if you really want to kick up your Thursday evening, you can splurge on the most expensive option. It's $200, 60 minutes. And honestly, this is like Jack's and my absolute favorite option out there.
Nick, junior year, I can tell you from experience from my Prague trip.
And I remember it well, Jack.
The beer is cheaper than the water.
And that you can relive gloriously. With a tour of Prague, that's not just any tour of Prague.
Yeah, a local named Natalie's going to be there because you're going to be at home, and she's going to FaceTime you for a full hour as she roams the city with a selfie stick.
Yeah, you're going to be seeing Prague via selfie stick. There's no other better way to see Prague.
Instead of being an obnoxious tourist,
no,
you're going to let a local be the obnoxious tourist for you.
You get to be Natalie's side hustle. It's fantastic. By the way, Prague, city of 100 spires.
Yeah, and trivia, which you just told me about, which I love. Prague is the biggest European city that was not bombed during World War II.
Which is pretty much how they kept all 100 spires.
But Nick, Amazon Explore, it sounds a lot like Airbnb experiences, doesn't it?
Jack, it sounds exactly like Airbnb experiences.
Remember, Snackers, a couple of years back, Airbnb expanded beyond booking places to like hang out and sleep to booking things to do at those places that you stay.
They realized you needed a reason to actually go somewhere before you booked the place to actually go.
I gotta say though, I can't wait for like a virtual reality goggle.
I hear you.
To let you do these experiences with a headset. You could like visit the Vatican from home.
You virtually visit Natalie. You're not just like her sidekick on like the FaceTime selfie thing.
Right. Now it's awkward timing to be ducked by Amazon because Airbnb is expected to file for their IPO this week and do their IPO before Auld Lang Syne.
But here's like the great irony of the situation. Airbnb launched experiences because millennials prefer them to material things like souvenirs.
But Amazon zucked experiences because it wants you to buy material things like souvenirs.
So Jack, what's our takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon and Airbnb?
Everything Amazon launches, it all comes back to the epic Amazon flywheel.
Snackers, you probably didn't expect Amazon to get into virtual hospitality on like a Monday afternoon.
Now, of course, Amazon's not UNICEF.
No.
We're expecting them to charge like a 20% booking fee, just like Airbnb does.
And we also don't think like Amazon's doing a full pivot to travel either anytime soon.
We think when travel returns, Amazon will continue to offer these, but for real life, physical, in-person experiences.
And then from there, Amazon can weave in the core Amazon retail marketplace experience in with this whole travel gig.
Bezos will notice when you book that safari to South Africa, and they're thinking, you're going to need some binoculars. These are the 5-star ones for $50.
And then Papa Bezos cares, so he's going to say, hey, you probably want to bring 12 pairs of khakis along with you.
And then Papa Bezos wants this experience really experiencey. They're going to recommend, why don't you toss in a rhino whistle?
And then it turns out, you know what? People who bought rhino whistles probably bought an extra pair of boxers.
We think Explore is just another path that leads back to Amazon's e-commerce flywheel.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Hershey's could have had a ruined Halloween quarter, like Nick pronounces s'more as two syllables.
It's a powerful apostrophe. Instead, though, Hershey's pivoted nimbly and had its best Halloween quarter.
For our second story, Marriott Hotels showed that despite the pandemic, hotels can make a profit.
It just requires cutting the cuttable costs.
For our third and final story, Amazon's committed the latest zucking of Airbnb with its new Explore feature.
And Jack and I are thinking this all comes down to bundling in with e-commerce retail just like Papa Bezos wants.
Papa Bezos is going to recommend that rhino whistle.
He should be a snacker. He's probably listening. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by Matt Strader. We don't know his hometown, so let's just say Key West, Florida.
I like that assumption there. That's where my batch party was.
That's what I was thinking. I thought it was a great place.
It was a good time. Now, the earliest ever photograph taken of a U.S. president.
It's a great trivia question.
I thought it was Grant.
It was not.
Actually, wait, isn't there a picture of Lincoln?
There's a picture of every president after this president, actually. It's the sixth president, John Quincy Adams, who had the photo taken, though, while he was sitting in Congress.
Here's why this is interesting. The photo was from 1843, but he was president 14 years earlier, from 1825 to 1829.
So our sixth president, John Quincy Adams, actually, after the presidency, stayed in politics and became a congressman from Massachusetts in the House of Representatives.
The photo just resurfaced for auction. It's expecting to sell for $250,000.
Snackers, we hope you all have a more relaxed week this week. You look fantastic, by the way.
We've got one request for you.
Yes, we do.
Recommend Snacks Daily to one buddy, because tomorrow's episode is T-Boy Tuesday.
It's T-Boy Tuesday, so ask him HYHYSD.
Have you had your Snacks Daily?
We'll see you tomorrow. If you know, you know.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon.
Before we go, congrats to Sonia and Amar. Just closed their first fundraise for their startup over in San Francisco.
Impressive. And congratulations to Tom Kloska for graduating from Hanover, Germany.
And happy birthday to Jack, yes, over in Mexico City.
And Mimi LeVu in Garden Grove, California.
And Kayla Lavoy down in Vegas.
And JJ Guo in Comas, Washington.
And Trisha Paul in Boulder, Colorado.
And Dr. Kelly Crana in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Go Blue.
And Ted Willett in Los Angeles.
And Kelly Scrivener in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
But a big congrats to Hiran and Reva, just got engaged over in Virginia.
Happy getting engaged to Jacob Schrimpf and Eric Olson in Nashville, Tennessee.
And Jack, we got an anniversary, Kim and Sam, over in Sunnyvale, California.
Happy anniversary to David and Jill in Rancho Santa Margarita.
And Grant and Nicole, 7th anniversary, Valley City, Ohio.
Grant and Nicole take the cake on this one.
It's impressive.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.